Eli Manning has retired, the Jags have a new offensive coordinator, and Justin Reed shares details of his torn labrum. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, January 22nd.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We spend most of the season wondering if it was Eli Manning's last year, and today we got our answer. The longtime Giants quarterback is calling it a career after 16 seasons. Eli was traded to the Giants on draft day in 2004 and never played for another team. He famously won two Super Bowls, both coming in wins over the Patriots, including a win over the undefeated 2007 team that was 18-0 heading into the game. Eli famously also hangs it up with a career record of 117 wins and 117 losses. Manning had many career highlights, including four Pro Bowls and the 2016 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He started 210 straight games for the Giants until then-coach Ben McAdoo benched him in a 2017 game to start Geno Smith. This season, he was replaced as the starter by rookie Daniel Jones, but won in his final game at home in Week 15 when he filled in for an injured Jones. Giants co-owner John Mara said in a statement today, quote, "For 16 seasons, Eli Manning defined what it is to be a New York Giant, both on and off the field. Eli is our only two-time Super Bowl MVP and one of the very best players in our franchise's history. He represented our franchise as a consummate professional with dignity and accountability. It meant something to Eli to be the Giants' quarterback, and it meant even more to us. We are beyond grateful for his contributions to our organization and look forward to celebrating his induction into the Giants' Ring of Honor in the near future." Manning will have a press conference on Friday. The Jaguars have hired former Washington Redskins coach Jay Gruden as their offensive coordinator, the team announced on Wednesday. The Redskins fired Gruden in October after an 0-5 start in his sixth season. He led the Redskins to a 35-49-1 record that included an NFC East title and playoff appearance in 2015. Gruden was the offensive coordinator with Cincinnati for three seasons before being named Redskins head coach. Quote, "We were trying to find someone who's the best for this staff," Jaguars coach Doug Marrone said, "who's best for what you want to run. Then you're looking for what person's best for your players. Who's going to relate to the players? Who's going to be able to communicate with them? At the end of the day, we just felt that Jay was the best fit for us." Gruden will be the third offensive coordinator Marrone has hired in his four seasons with the Jags. He retains Nathaniel Hackett from the 2016 staff, but fired him midway through the 2018 season, and hired John DeFilippo in January 2019. The Jaguars and DeFilippo announced earlier this month that they had mutually agreed to part ways. Houston Texans safety Justin Reed played the season with a torn labrum, he tweeted Wednesday. Quote, "I tore my labrum before the season started and played the year with it. It was painful at times, but still an easy decision to continue to play. I love my team, I love my teammates, I love the city, and I love to play. I will do anything to help us win." Reed's teammates awarded him the Ed Block Courage Award for working through adversity. Reed had 78 tackles, 1.5 for loss, 2 interceptions, and a fumble recovery, playing in all but one game for the AFC South champion Texans. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.